man is who I am. I am an... That's too high, darling. I did say that. You made me do it, Sir Peter.
Hello again, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, official smell tester for Roger Federer. Little job I picked up. I've been very busy, of course, this week. Every now and then he'd, you know, while he was playing, just check in. How am I smelling, Anna? And I would sniff, sniff. Great, Roger, keep going. You know, all the players had one this year. It's become quite the tradition. I started it, of course, but, you know, now they're all bloody at it. Sir David Suchet, I think he's a sir anyway, he was sniffing Nadal, little creep. Suchet, not Nadal, just always at his armpits. A little more, you know, and he's not even really French or Belgium or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't have a problem with Sir David Suchet. I know that I started this and other people are now all at it, and that's what gets in the press, not that I sniff Federer just to check his... Anyway, I'm getting... Come on. It is like an acting job anyway, you know. I mean, it was advertised in Spotlight, so I took it. Now, welcome to the show, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann. I'm trying out that as a new title. I know, it's all changed. Trust me, things are getting big soon. You're going to have to really hold on to your hats because I won't hold on to them for you unless, you know, they're a very nice hat that perhaps has chocolate in it that I can eat while I'm holding the hat. Then maybe I will. But if not, you better hold on to your own hats, OK? Or get someone to hold your hats. David Suchet, he'll do bloody anything. So what is this show? For those who've never listened before and are very much questioning their choice to tune in, stay with us, hold hard, we're almost there. What is the show? Well, it's a chance for me, Anna Mann, actress, to meet some wonderful people, you know, wonderful actors of my generation and the younger generation and the older generation, of which there's still a few kicking about, bless them. And I really try and drill down into who they are, what it is they do, and why. And ideally make them cry at some point, you know, just to give it a bit of tension and drama. Usually I interview actors, sometimes even real ones, not just the ones who have become legends, but also ones who are just sustaining a living, you know, just trying to get there. And ones who are starting out, you know, ones who are starting to regret their life choices, as I think 96% of actors do, i.e. they regret becoming an actor, as well as ones starting out, you know, who don't know whether they'll make it or not, you know. Now, this guest today almost definitely won't. But, you know, bless him for trying. He's doing his best, so we're going to be chatting to him in a minute. That's a wonderful Dave Edwards. You might know him from the Brian Gittins podcast, Gittins and Friends, or you might know him just because he's often just hanging about. Do you know what I mean? He's just one of those people. He just hangs around supermarkets, some shopping centers, cinemas. He's often outside cinemas, you know, one of those. But bless him, he's really given a go this time. So let's see how that goes. Quick update on my situation. I know some of you have been wondering what I'm up to, where I'm sleeping, with whom. Well, recently I did get a bit of work, very exciting. I appeared, it was a local theatre, the Tittery Wappet in Chiswick. I don't know if you might have heard of it. I probably mentioned it before. Anyway, it was a very gritty play. It was a Tennessee Williams called Tit in an Oven. It was a play that hadn't been done before. It'd been discovered, one of his early plays, and we decided to put it on before, you know, Sue Clinch got her hands on it and fucking ruined it again. So, Tit in an Oven, really, really great. Called that because throughout the show there's this metaphor about a blue tit that's got in an oven, you know, and should we burn it or should we not? And that kind of represents something, you know, poverty in America. I don't know. I'm not one to... I don't try and understand a play. I just try and do the play. It's up to you to understand what's going on. Don't ask me because I haven't got a clue. Anyway, it was wonderful. It really was wonderful. Very strong, balmy piece. You know what I mean by that? Very hot. Everyone's hot all the time. It's all about some people in a very hot part of America. Really hot, you know, just wearing shirts and bras and stuff. Everyone's always sweating, you know, it's quite gross actually as a piece. And I played Mrs. Mama Lula Pleasantry, a very sad lady who once very beautiful, very famous, you know, and now fallen from the heights and onto hard times. I can relate, you know. And of course, the handsome young man, Rupert Defucked or Fucked, is still some argument over what it is he's called. Young fella, he was the actor who played Duck Papowski. Duck Papowski is the character. Sorry, I got that wrong. Rupert Defucked or Fucked, is the actor playing him. God, he was a very handsome man. He's actually son of my old pal Madeline Huff or Hoof. It's very hard. It's very hard to choose your name as an actor. You know, this is a common theme. You know, so it's quite weird considering we actually. I mean, Hoof knows that he's always been very attracted to me, and it did create some problems, really. There was a lot of tension. She would appear on set. I mean, he's a full-grown man, don't get me wrong. He's 26 or something, you know, but she babies him. She really, I think he's still, I don't want to, he still sucks at her teat, and I don't know if I'm talking literally or metaphorically. I hope it's metaphorically, but you know what I mean. Anyway, he was there. He was there, obviously, in rehearsals because he's playing the character, Duck Papowski. And Mum was there, Madeline, all the time, just watching me in every scene, you know, because it's very steamy, sexy. You know Tennessee Williams, you know what it's like now. Oh, Duck Papowski, the way you look at me, like, I don't know what. I feel like my legs are turning into worms and the worms are burrowing into earth and the earth is getting so hot. Do you know what I mean, Duck? And he, you know, he says, oh, now listen, Mama Lula Pleasantries, I don't want to get in no trouble or nothing. You know I got my own wife, right?
I know. Why, Duck Papowski? I wasn't saying anything of the sort. I just noticed you admired me. A lady with a little experience, you know, all this stuff. It goes on and on for hours, you know. It's no idea what it means, but it's all metaphor, apparently, or something, I don't know. Anyway, Madeline Hoof, or Hoof, is getting really cross, you know, and in the end she dragged him out and she said, I'm sorry, I'm not having my boy being this. And I was like, what you... God, what's wrong with you, woman, you know? This is his chance to make it, to really make it. He's appearing with Anna Mann in a Tennessee Williams... tit in an oven. Anyway, she pulled him out, and in the end I had to get my nephew Phil Dunning to play the role, and he was awful, you know. His American accent, well, I mean, it sounded like this, you know, hello, you're all right, you know, and I worked on him and worked on him. Come on, darling, come on. It's, you know, it's the deep south of America. He's a steamy, sexy character, but, I mean, really, as soon as he took his shirt off, in the infamous scene where he takes his shirt off, the audience was literal screams from the crowd to put it back on, you know, because, bless him, the whole of his chest is completely concave. It really is. It looks like a very fat D, the letter. So, anyway, that's that. It's been pulled, the show, but it was very exciting for a while. Also, I was staying with Rupert Defucked or Fucked, which was fun, you know, because he taught me how to use the internet, and he taught me how to use memo pads, you know, those where you just stick memo pads around, which was, I've never heard of them before, but, you know, his mum got involved. Anyway, another brave young actor ruined by their mother. It's always the mother. I didn't do it to my daughter. She ruined herself, frankly, you know. Anyway, it's all getting very dark here. Sue's fine, Sue Clinch, some of you might be wondering. She did get her fingers stuck together at one point for a while. She came up to me and said,
Anna, you got to help me, I've got to stuck my fingers together.
I said, what are you doing, darling? What were you doing?
She said, I was doing the Airfix kits and I just got my fingers stuck together, you know.
And we took her to hospital and it was a real ordeal. We were there for 6 hours. It was really, you know, really quite grim. And she got in a few fights while she was there, so that added... to the time, obviously, because they had to see them first, because she'd really done a number on some of those guys, you know, rip their, really, you know, fish hook their noses. Oh, horrible to watch. I don't know if you've seen Chinatown, but that's what she did, but with a nail. Anyway, eventually we got a scene, you know,
I've stopped my fingers together,
you know, Sue, this is my best friend Sue Clinch, she's not well, bless her, oi, so, you know, treat her well, doctor. But in the end, it turned out she'd just stuck her fingers together with sellotape, so... You know, they just sort of undid the sellotape. To be honest, by that point, most of it had come off. I was really cross with her. I said, so we've been here for fucking hours. You could have told me it was just sellotape.
She said, well, you could see what I had on my fingers.
I said, darling, I'm not going to look at your fingers. Jesus, I know where they've been. Anyway, well, mainly, you know, in sewage. I mean, she digs around in sewage. I mean, it's true. I've seen her do it. She says it's because she's researching a role, but I she's gone. She's completely bonkers, darling. She's completely bonkers. Bless her, you know. And I don't mean to be mean, but she's a lot of work. And you know, I'm her best friend. I love her to bits. Always will, till the day one of us dies. But she is. Ooh, she can be hard work. Bless her. All right, Sue. Anyway, she's producing the show, so I've got to be nice. Anyway, that's enough of introduction from me. Let's now meet the wonderful Dave Edwards, or David Edwards. It's a lot of fun. Please hold on till the end, because there's quite a ride and a few twists. Thank you, my darling. See you at the end. Bye.
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors. Actors, yeah, they rule the world.
Hello, my darlings. Well, I'm here today with my lovely friend. Are we friends?
I think very close friends.
Really, though?
No, well, I feel that way.
Really? I mean, what would you save my life if it cost you your own?
I don't know if I'd immediately leap into a river for you, but it was an organ, it's like...
If it was an organ?
Or an organ as in like a body part, and I had to give you one of them, as long as I had another within me. Is that the kidney? I can't remember which one it is.
Right, so you wouldn't give me your heart or your bladder?
No, if I still needed it, unfortunately not.
Or your spleen. I mean, do you need your spleen? What is...
If a GP said to me, Dave, you don't need your spleen, I'd say, right, cut it out and hand it to Anna ASAP.
Really, though? Oh, that's so nice.
No, I'm happy to.
That's so nice. You know, I did a play about all that called Eat My Spleen, it was called. But it was based on truth. This guy who'd written it had sort of made up that people were going around just taking people's spleens.
And just living off them.
Just when they were asleep, just, you know, cutting out the spleen and then taking it. When you wake up and go, hang on a minute. Something's not right here. Do you know what I mean? Here I am, wherever you are, in a motel, a hotel, your own bed. Okay, I've got my legs, got my arms, got most of my hair, you know, depending on where you're at.
Where is the spleen?
I don't know. That was the problem. Neither did the writer. So a lot of it was guesswork as a play.
It's probably pre-internet where you couldn't Google things.
No, oh God, no. And I couldn't Google things now.
Oh, I know what you mean. The whole thing's a complete mystery to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very much so.
How far have you got on the internet?
How far I've got on the internet
is it like a race? Like how is it like a? Do we have stages of how far we've got?
If it was stages, I'd say I'm GCSE. I'm not A level. I'm not degree. I'm not PhD. I'm GCSE. I could do enough. I couldn't buy things on the internet, but I could look at them on the screen.
We're ever so humble. He's ever so humble. He's not one to brag, and I love that about.
Well, I'm
you.
Just a realist.
You're just honest, for God's
yes,
sake.
Yes, absolutely. I can look at it like a zoo, but I can't actually go in there and.
You
get
You can look
things.
At it like a zoo.
Yeah, like you look at a chimpanzee.
Oh, but
the bars.
You, if you go in through those bars and try and get that chimpanzee,
oh, it'll go disastrously.
Oh, God, you rip your bloody head off, mate.
Oh, absolutely. You don't give your Visa card to a chimpanzee.
Because they're strong.
Yes.
They look weak.
Yes.
Well, they don't look weak, but they look cuddly. Sue Clinch, bless her, she had a chimp for a while, and I kept... She swore it was her baby. She swore it was her baby. You know, have you met Sue Clinch? Do you know?
I haven't. I've heard of her.
Right, okay. I mean, and she's not well. You know, she's not well. She had this chimp, God knows, so she did basically what you... suggest what you're saying never
yes,
do
no never
which is go to the zoo, get in the cage, get the chimp, take it out. You know, she did that. God knows how she got through the bars, because you know, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but she's not slim.
I mean, bars are there for a reason, aren't they?
I mean, to get through a bar, well, I guess in some ways they're as much as they're keeping the chimp in, they're keeping Sue Clinch out.
Safe.
And in fact, after this whole escapade, there was a sign up, you know, saying keep Sue Clinch out, and her photograph everywhere, you know. Which,
blimey, there's an actual evidence this is what's happened to this woman.
Don't let this woman into the zoo, because she will take your animals. You know, like when they're shoplifters and it's, you know,
yeah,
or on
definitely.
A bus, you know, have you seen this man? He attacked someone, that sort of thing. It was like, don't let this woman into the zoo.
And what did the chimpanzee do to her?
She got it home.
She got it home.
Oh God, it was living with her for years.
Oh my goodness.
Well, a year at least. Got to at least a year. And she dressed it like a sort of Victorian gent, which was great.
Yeah, quite funny sort of
cravats.
Oh really?
Yes, it was left over from a show we did together years ago called The Chimp in the Suit. It was about a chimp.
Oh, wow.
So I think she thought she was still doing the play. She dressed it. I feel like I'm going to do a Danny Baker any second now.
I don't think I am, do I?
You know his infamous tweet.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No.
Maybe we finally hit on what Danny Baker was aiming for, that he's so badly missed.
Quite badly assassinated with that one.
Well, I mean, come on.
We are very much talking. We're going from the David Attenborough point of view.
Yes.
Blue Planet,
oh fuck! I want to make that really clear.
There's nothing.
Right now.
There's no multicultural.
Fuck no. But anyway, it's a fact as well. It's not. We're not suggesting anything. We're telling a fact that a woman, Sue Clinch, my best friend / arch nemesis. You know, it's a real
back and forth.
It's very much Holmes and Moriarty. I wouldn't say it's a great relationship. I'd say it was combative.
Yes.
Often very vulgar. One-sided.
From her? So is she quite selfish?
Yes. And also, when she pushes me so far, then she's going straight back in her own cage. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to do that. You need ground rules.
So anyway, she had this chimp. She dressed it up as a sort of Victorian gent. She paraded him around like nobody's business. I think at one point she told everyone he was her husband. Then it became her baby. You know, it was very confused.
Very confused.
She was completely gaga at this point. This was before she started working at Morrison's and really sorted herself out.
These days, that wouldn't last a week, would it?
Not a second.
Introducing a chimp as your
husband.
Not
a second. This was back in the day. I mean, back, we're talking early to mid-70s. It was sort of, a zoo was a zoo. So there was cages. There were cages. There were bars. There was some distance between an animal and the spectator, but at the same time, there was very much a sense of, well, if you want it, you might as well take it home. Do you know what I mean? It was
no clear barriers.
It was a bit of a free-for-all, you know, in the same way, you know, relationships between men and women were much more, there was much less awareness of, you know, respect for each other and so on. In the same way, there was much less awareness of the fact that this is an animal that we're paying to look at, not a thing you can just go and put in your house.
Boundaries are vital, aren't they? Once
they're
they
so
vague,
God, they're important.
You know, man, chimp, man,
at
woman.
The same time, I spend, you know, every second of every day trying to break them.
Yes.
With art, with theatre, with my fists, if I have to. But at the same time, they're there for a reason.
But
they,
I mean,
really
writing
are.
A play about taking home and making a chimp a husband's fine, but then actually doing it in the physical reality.
Well,
that's
there's a point,
problem.
Isn't there? I mean, because as actors, we go out and sometimes we try and make the character like an animal, you know? Famously, I did Desdemona based on a salamander.
Oh,
so I crawled around, you know, on all fours all around the theatre, and it was terrifying to watch. It made no sense, I hasten to add. But as actors, we often go to the zoo and we'll watch an animal and we'll try and take some elements. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Something about the walk.
The characteristic of
yes,
them.
Yes, definitely.
Attitude.
And I think Sue, I think it was a bit like, you know, when someone visits someone in prison.
Yes, yes. Say so I nodded there, but you did
Charles Manson,
radio.
He married a woman, didn't he? Who
oh,
in
yes,
prison,
like a pen friend.
A pen friend.
Yes.
It goes a little further.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
come
yeah.
in. It was a bit like that with Sue. I think she'd watch this chimp.
Oh, right. It
chimpanzee.
Develops.
And she'd sort of, you know, she was watching it originally to get some character tips for the role, and then after a while something clicked
an obsessive
between them.
Click between them sort of thing.
Well, sort of. I mean, they fell in love, or at least she fell in love. We never knew because he couldn't speak English. We couldn't speak anything. He could just sort of.
So complete communication break. I think to a large extent you've got to see it from the chimp's point of view. How
definitely.
Incredibly terrifying.
Well, she lacks all empathy.
Right,
she's
a
narcissist.
Sociopath.
She's a sociopath, and I say this over and over again. Oh, not for a second would the chimp's feelings come into this.
Just what she wants.
I don't like cravats, Sue. He can't say that.
No, there's no way of communicating, is there?
Not
deaf
at all.
And dumb.
Not at all.
Not
oh,
deaf,
I'm sick of watching blockbusters. Please turn it over. You know, but he can't say that. All he can do is throw things and smash things, you know.
It's a bit like that film or book, Diving with the Butterfly, was it
is
called?
It a film or a book?
I think it was a book first, then a film.
Well, think about it this way, right? Did you read it or did you watch it? Because the answer to that will give you the answer.
I watched it. Then it's was a film. Well done. It's a film. About that's reverse engineering. No, where did you originally find it?
I'm not making fun, because sometimes it's hard. You know, I swore that I'd read the whole of Star Wars and all the subsequent sequels.
Right, okay.
Because people would say to me, what's your favourite book? And I'd say, well, I love Star Wars. And they said, what do you mean? You know, oh, it's great. It's epic.
Well, it's got that sort of epic Lord of the Rings vibe to it. It really has. It's wonderful.
And I can remember reading it, you know. But they say, no, that was a film. You were watching it. So what I'm saying is there's a big difference, you know.
There's a blur.
But you watched
two.
A film about a diving.
I watched a film. I think it's called The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. I could be completely wrong.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it was a man that could only communicate through winking at nurses.
Oh, Jesus.
And he could wink the
drunk old Freddy Basden was like that.
I know. It didn't have the saucy like element that, about
but he
it.
Could, oh, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't like, let's
oh, I
wink,
see.
Let's go around
the
bike
shades.
Oh, he
had no choice.
No choice whatsoever. Like the chimp.
With Fred, it was more a case of after a lot of drinks, you know, his whole body would just give up on him, and it was always just the wink.
That's all he had left.
That's all he could think to communicate, you know, and he could really get a lot out. I mean, could this man say a lot?
Well, he wrote the novel.
Oh,
well, once
shut
again,
up.
I should have known it was a novel because he wrote
up.
It. He wrote the novel through winking at nurses.
I mean, that's adorable.
He would lay in bed, and it's the alphabet. So I don't know. If I'm right about this, how can you wink the alphabet? Maybe it wasn't winking. Maybe it was one finger he could point to something. I can't remember. I need to look at it. I'm pretty sure it was just the eye. It was a wink. Oh, yeah. So maybe it was two winks for a B. And then, I don't know, 10 for whatever 10 would be on
C.
the alphabet. Yes, possibly. And then, I don't know what grammar would be. There'd be no full stops or commas.
Can you imagine how strong his eyelids must be by the
end
of it?
Oh, God, he'd better lift up weights.
Did he get better the rest of his body, or...?
No, not at all.
Oh, God.
But he managed to communicate.
That's
like
a very
chin.
Sad story.
Do you know what? I only saw the trailer and only saw 10 minutes of the film because it was just such a downer.
So you haven't even seen it, so you don't know if he did get better?
No, I'm pretty sure. I think someone told me on a bus ride I had with somebody who'd also seen it.
You had a bus ride with someone?
You look for something
similar.
Oh,
is it like, do you go on a bus ride to meet people?
Officially no, but part of me does enjoy the idea of that you're on a bus, you can introduce yourself, they're not going anywhere if they're sat next to the
window.
They
haven't got much choice,
no.
Have they, unless they get off.
But officially, I'm off to
and
Asda.
Then they might have to walk for ages.
Yeah, quite right.
Officially, according to your dad thinks you're going to Asda, but you're actually...
Absolutely, I'm doing the weekly supermarket run.
But really, you're just going to meet a few people.
Well, I think it's a case of kill two birds with one stone. If people are there... And they're happy to chat and they keep eye contact with me.
By
I'll
the end, you
in.
Get the whole gang, the whole bus on your side and you've formed a sort of tribe.
That's the plan. That's the plan I go in
if
with.
If you get the bus driver involved, then fuck it. Let's just take this bus to somewhere else. Let's go to an island. I'm sick of all this with Brexit and alt-right.
And you've got your own world on wheels. You can go anywhere with that. And
I mean,
you're
that's
in
how Britain started, more or less.
Well, colonialism. You're quite right. Colonialism.
Colonialism.
Colonialism. Not cloning, that's something else. Colonialism.
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 All right, I'll let you off that one.
Just about.
So I'm here with Dave Edwards. I've just realised we still haven't said your name.
Oh, goodness me, here I am.
Now, this whole section, this whole show, is about talking to actors. Dave isn't an actor. Can I say that?
It's my aspirate. Future Dave is an actor. Present Dave isn't an actor.
So you're an actor. You're not an actor, but you want to be an actor.
Absolutely. I'm like, if you saw a car in a garage and the engine was in one side of the room, the wheels were in the other, and the bonnet was out in the garage car park, that's what I am.
So what are those three things for you? You're physically... you're in the future, your mind... What? Your brain is acting.
Yes.
But your legs are in the garage? I'm not... Sorry, I've...
No, you're quite right. So basically my...
Your chassis, do you have a chassis? I mean, your...
Yeah, I think, what are the three elements of an actor? The smile, the eyes, the
smile,
voice.
The eyes, the voice,
and
the teeth.
The teeth,
the reproductive system. Obviously.
Very important for networking.
Yes, and the toenails.
Yes, absolutely. You've got to hold on to that script and see it to the opening night.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you know, I mean, especially at the amount of scripts that I get sent, I can't just be holding them with my fingers because I wouldn't, you know, I'm always having at least four scripts.
God, yeah,
to get
slip
through.
Out.
So two of them have got to go between the toes, two of them between the fingers, and I'm just like reading, you know.
I'm not good at multitasking, that's why I think I might
you
slip
fail
up
at that big time.
Enormously.
Yeah, oh God, as an actor as well, you're thinking about your character, you're thinking about your body.
You're thinking about your dinner and what it's going to be. You're thinking whether people like you or not in the audience. You're thinking whether Sue Clinch is hanging around in the wings and is she going to pull the curtain down on you suddenly because it's happened before.
She's a monster, isn't
she? She's not a monster. Hey, I won't have that.
That's too much. I apologise.
That's too far. I will stick up to it right to the end.
I will stick up to it officially.
If I need to. All right, so I want you to take that back.
No, it's already taken back.
Well, can you actually apologise?
Sue, if you're listening, I went too far there. I apologise. This is how witch hunts start.
Exactly.
And I'm hunting that
this
witch
is how witch hunts start. And you just called her a witch.
No, I apologise. You're not a witch. You're not a female witch.
She's
wizard.
A monster. She's a troubled lady.
Yeah, you're a troubled woman of society, and I need to help you, and I will do wherever I can.
How?
Small things like ringing you up for a chat if you feel lonely, doing your shopping. If I wander past your house through the letterbox, hello,
Sue. Can I hold you to that though? Because I feel like you're just saying it now, but the second you get out that door, you're going to be.
Charity's hard, isn't it? You want to do well, and then you find yourself at home, you're having a digestive and a cup of tea, and you just want to watch a box set. You don't give a damn about third worlds.
You don't give a damn about the third world.
Future Dave's
a wonderful person.
I know, it's what I'm trying to
this
become.
This present Dave's an awful,
he's a monster as well. I think me and Sue are monsters together.
You want to be oil and vinegar again.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You want to be an actor.
Definitely. I think there's
How old are you now?
I am 41.
It's too late.
Really?
No, not really.
You
look so... Now you can't see, but his face looks so sad there.
Well, it was quite.
There was a real break in your eyes, and
I felt I shot a chimp.
I really do say now.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's best to take the
reality. How long do you think you've got left, in all honesty?
Well, I think... when does the average
person
live?
I mean, you don't look strong.
No, I do feel weak. I mean, just climbing up the stairs to your...
I know, you're out of breath.
...to your office, just...
And there was only three stairs.
I know.
And I don't mean
three
sets of stairs. I mean three stairs.
That was just it. It was just enough for me.
And one of them is like a ramp.
I know that I just sort of shuffled up whilst having a stitch.
Shuffled up. And I carry you up the last one. It's not strong. You're 41.
I was thinking if I go to the gym, I could maybe boost my metabolism. But not metabolism. My, what's it mean?
Your strength?
My strength. Just my physique. My whole physical being.
Who would you like to look like?
Oh, that's very simple. Pierce Brosnan in the 90s. Not now. Pierce Brosnan in the 90s.
What is it about Pierce you like?
I think he wasn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had this large, overly arrogant, boastful body.
I mean, that's not going to happen now.
No, I think 41. A lot of... No.
I mean, I don't know how you get to that stage.
It's very sad that a lot of those opportunities are now gone for me. I'll never have biceps or a six-pack.
But he must have spent a lot of time on that.
Oh, he did. I think he spent most of the 70s.
While you were having fun.
I know.
But were you having fun even?
Probably not. I was probably worrying and thinking, why haven't I got a six pack?
Oh,
I should have just gone.
God,
Dave,
I thought this was going to be a breeze, but there's a lot of work I've got to do on you. I'm going to have to open the rosé lemonade.
Oh,
right?
Please do.
Dave's got Red Bull. That's not good for a start.
No, not at all. I should have had that before I did the three steps.
This is therapy, David. So, all right. 41.
Yes.
Okay. So, when do you want to be... I mean, what are we going to go for first, do you think? Theatre? Digital?
I think now I'm reading a book called YouTubers, and it's about people who are using the internet as a trampoline. Yeah, YouTubers, and they're using. I've only started. I got it recently via Amazon, and they're using the internet as a trampoline to immediately make a media mark.
The internet as a trampoline.
Yes, using the internet as a trampoline. If you like, leaping on that and then leaping into the air, doing like
and
a
then
star
saying,
jump.
Put me in your film.
Absolutely,
and that's worked for some people.
I believe so. I need to read the rest of
your
book.
Yes, you need to finish that book.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. Yeah.
What would the rest of your channel? What would your channel involve then?
Well,
what
it seems a lot of these channels, people just look at the webcam and they say what they've done that day. It's very much about their.
Should we try it now?
Yeah, why not?
The camera's on you. Go.
Hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in. As you know,
drifting off.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what it was.
It was. It was like right from the first word. I just went, I'm not going to watch any more of this.
What do you think? Try it again.
But maybe...
Quicker.
No, just make yourself likable on any level.
Right, okay. Hi, I'm Dave Edwards. Thanks for coming along. Anyway, let's push that.
I feel like you're attacking me on some level. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
This guy's going to make me do something.
Right, okay, yeah, okay.
So probably something work-based that I don't want to do.
Right, too demanding.
Do some, you know, he's going to make me pick up some shelves, files, you know, do
we're
some
not at
filing.
Work now, this is
we're
private
not at work,
fun
this
time.
Is fun. I want to get to know you, David, but you're making it very hard. Try him one more time.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Dave
cool.
here.
Cool. Already
yeah, that's
cool.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's positive.
Now, you can't see at home, but he did a sort of thumbs up.
Yeah, I did. That sort of naturally just happened without me thinking about it.
You see, that's it. It's in you. You
yes.
think too much. You've just got to let it happen. Don't think. Act.
Right, okay. Stop. Yeah, okay. So get out of my own way.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Dave here. Just chilling
Do
out of
the thumbs up
Bull.
Again.
Yeah,
cool.
absolutely. Two thumbs up.
Right.
Hi, guys. Two thumbs up. Just chilling out of a Red Bull. Wondered how you were. I've just seen the new Spider-Man film, and I give it 5 web-slinging webs. If you want to subscribe to my channel, it's up to you. I don't give a damn.
I love that. I love that attitude. Because it's saying, look, I don't need you.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing this anyway.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Secretly, you desperately crave attention.
God, I'm 41. I need to
God,
get going.
God, the time's ticking on.
Well, it's almost ticked. I've finished the whole clock. I've done the whole circle.
To be honest, if the first few videos don't hit hundreds of thousands, then you probably shot it, you know. So we've got to get it right.
Yeah, and then there's nothing after YouTube. Is there, was it theatre?
Well, there's theatre, there's film, there's television, there's so much more than YouTube. Maybe you're looking at the wrong thing.
Thing
what
is,
about
YouTube's
training?
Quick, isn't it?
Have you ever done acting training?
I've watched YouTube videos. That was my introduction
to YouTube. On acting training?
Yeah, there's one, Michael Caine does one.
Does he?
And he...
So you Googled actor training?
I Googled actor training. And
let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
If I can jump in. So, Dave Edwards.
Yes.
A non-actor.
Yeah.
Who wants to get into the business, right?
Desperately.
In many ways, is more interesting than having David Suchet here.
Yeah,
in some ways.
Oh, no, it's nice for you to say that. Nice for you to say that, yeah.
I mean, I would really prefer David Suchet was here.
I
won't lie.
I understand
lie.
That.
But, you know, the David Edwards story begins in...
1978.
Wow. In?
Port Slade, just down the road from here, on the outskirts of Brighton.
Wow, just on the outskirts of Brighton. How long were you in Port Slade for?
I was in Port Slade for 10 years.
10 years, until you were...
Until I was 10.
Yes.
Got that's it.
Sorry,
I think
maths,
about that myself.
Maths is not... No, maths is neither of our forte, let's be honest.
You don't need that as an actor, do you?
Got, well, no, no, no. You need the opposite. If you can count, then you're fucked.
Well, I certainly can't
if
count.
If you can
that's
count, you are fucked, you know?
And why is that? Because just generally props
well, because you're,
and...
because then you're... You've, well, I mean, if I could count, I'd probably be looking around the room going... you know, there's 2 cups, there's 3 pillows.
It becomes a distraction.
Yes, whereas I don't want to be thinking about that. I have to not think. I have to clear this vessel that is my head. I have to drain every drop out of my mouth if I have to.
Well, that's good for me because I have no understanding of maths. I'm outside
Well, that's
that
wonderful.
World.
That's great. That's a big tick,
well,
right?
You've
got
good.
No
okay,
understanding
yeah,
of maths.
Okay, yeah.
Or maths, I think it's pronounced.
Maths. Evil. I don't even know how it's pronounced. I'm
maths.
No connection
no understanding
to it
at all. Of maths. You're in Port Slade. Mum and dad work?
My mother was a housewife. She was a nurse for a period.
Right.
Gave that up. I think juggling that in the house is too much.
Oh, God. You can't juggle a house.
God, no. No.
Jesus.
Too much to expect dad. From a woman. Engineer.
Or anybody. I don't
oh,
think
no.
it's because she's a woman.
No, you're quite right. Man, doesn't matter what, you know, gender or genitals you own, you know, juggling any house.
How many
real
genitals
estate.
Do you own?
Just the one.
Just the one.
Male
just the one genital.
That is it. Well, you know, as in like a set. You know, the...
Just one set.
Just one set. Phallic and the testicles. Oh, you know, not that I need to describe things in that manner, but...
I think
just,
you do. Where, just, where do you and where do you keep that?
Just like any... Just like the chimp we're talking about a minute ago, mm-hmm. between my legs.
Oh, just angles there. Okay,
just
lovely.
Imagine in the future, perhaps it won't be between the legs. You can put it wherever you want.
Well, let's
hip.
Hope so. God, can you imagine if you get rid of... I'd just take it all off. I'd just be a brain.
Yeah, maybe that will be the future. We'll
just
brains
be brain,
and jars.
Because I've got a lot of... I'd be a brain and a mouth.
A brain and a
and
mouth.
And some eyes.
Like
so
a
I could,
speaker.
A brain, a mouth,
a
some eyes.
System.
And then ears so I could hear. And then obviously my face so people know what I look like. And then my body so I could move around.
And that's all you'd need. That's
and then
it,
my
cut
arms,
down.
Legs, feet, you know. Just
Would you
so
bother
I can
with
get
clothes
around.
Or...?
No, that's the one thing I will get rid of, clothes. You know, as you can see from me, sat here in the bedroom.
Yes, quite, but
yes.
you know, that's
I hope
the way
that's
you
not
roll.
A problem, by the
that's
way. I never mentioned that. I never mentioned...
Not
just,
an issue
It's
at all.
So hot right now, do you know what I mean? And I get very, very hot if I'm not careful, and I just fuck it, you know?
You're a radical thinker, and I go with that. You
it's
know,
like
it's
Adam and Eve,
time.
It's the Garden of Eden. Aren't we trying to get back to it? You're not going to get back to it in that bloody ski outfit you're wearing.
The only thing is, this ski outfit represents boundaries. And I think sometimes you do need those boundaries. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're a very, you know, presumptuous woman.
I mean, don't
get
me wrong, that's not one boundary I have no intention of breaking. And I don't mean that to be mean.
Well, it's a bit of a letdown, but...
Well, I'm sorry. Not mean, it's just, but, you know, yes, I know, but...
It's not acting. Yeah, you aspire... If you've got pipe dreams...
Did you come here to make love to me?
Not make love, but maybe the first step
to romance.
Is
that why you wore a skiing outfit? I'm confused. It's mixed messages.
Well, a ski outfit.
You're wearing a full skiing outfit, but you're saying you want to make love to me, which...
Well, a ski outfit is thick, fabric-wise, but it can be taken off
very
quickly.
You've got a mask on, I mean...
Yes, I want it because it kind of matched the ski look type of thing. I wanted it to look like I was about to go skiing, because if not, it'd look odd.
Do you normally seduce people dressed as a skier?
Well, I thought the idea of the ski outfit was, you know, I could slip it off in a, you know, kind of sensual manner.
Right.
And then I thought to myself...
Well, I mean, those boots, they're very heavily laced. That's going to take ages.
Well, I thought we could take them off together, you know, sort of...
Well, you want me to get on my knees and take your boots off?
Well, I'd help you, then maybe
this is getting a lot less sexy by the second.
I didn't think it through.
You really
didn't
think it through. And you're covered in straps and Velcro.
I did not think for one second we'd be actually fornicating.
And that's why I think you're going to be a good actor.
Oh,
you
really?
You didn't think. You just went for the fornication.
I did.
Got it completely wrong.
Yes, okay? Unfortunately.
And but that's fine. We're here to make mistakes. That's why we rehearse.
I'm glad you say
day after day after day after day. You know, I'm rehearsing all the time. If I'm going outside and popping down to the library, I'm rehearsing something.
Yes, no, you're right.
Because I'm rehearsing how one goes... to a library, you know, and
yes.
You never know at what point someone's going to go, darling, do you mind popping up in, you know, Holby? We've got this character who goes to the library. Would you be up for doing that? And I'd be there. If I hadn't gone to the library, I'd be there going, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I don't know.
But
can I look? Do I just pretend
it.
I know, you know?
Yes.
Like
yeah,
with riding
right.
or fencing or whatever, where you just pretend you know. Do I just pretend? It's all right. Go into the brain box, into the acting shelf, cupboard, file in my head. Flip through the files. L for library. Oh, yes, I did go to a library.
Perfect.
Then we access that
you
memory.
You know, not to talk. You know, it's an alphabetical system.
Well, nowadays, nowadays it's people on their mobile phones, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute joke. It's more like a Starbucks social
club. It's like
club.
A bloody cattle market or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No respect for literature whatsoever.
And the librarians are just as bad.
Oh,
they sit there chatting
anything.
Away, Googling things.
Yes, joke. What are they tweeting? Because I don't need to read your tweets because I can bloody hear it coming out of your mouth.
Exactly. You know, because they're speaking their tweets into their phone.
I'm not joking. I don't want to get onto my high stallion here, horse
wow.
or whatever you call it.
Okay.
But Brighton Library, and it is controversial saying what their names,
yes,
but it's
it
a
is.
Very large...
You're talking about the Jubilee Library?
Yes.
The All right, Jubilee there, Library. He said it. He said
it
on your head be
it. I don't know, maybe we need to dub that out. I don't know. A bit of a grenade
well,
up top there.
I mean, they do listen to this, but you know, let's hear it.
I
maybe
burn
they need
bridges.
To hear
But the
do you
is,
have any connection to the library?
I don't know anyone personally, but I do have a card and I sometimes rent DVDs from them.
Do you think they'll know?
Well, I would not be happy if they revoked my card and I couldn't get DVDs
Where
anymore.
Would you get DVDs from?
Absolutely, they're the only ones who still do it.
So what were you going to say? Let's just do it. Take a risk for once in your life, Dave.
All right,
if you
I'll
want to be
dice.
An actor, if you really want to be an actor, you're going to have to take a lot of risks.
Well, one thing I think is a bit ridiculous.
Think about Sue getting that chimp out.
Yes,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? That was dedication. It was very much the wrong thing to do, but it was commitment.
You have to respect people like that. You know, I, you know. When
no,
you,
you don't, and I
no,
won't.
You don't. No,
I
no,
refuse.
You're right. Because it creates
but
fear
what were you going
in the end.
To, what were you going to say about the Jubilee Library in Brighton?
Jubilee Library
on Jubilee Street.
On Jubilee Street in Brighton,
in the North Lane.
Yeah, very near. It is on the North Lane. You're quite right. It's very much a case whereby it's vast and massive. It's very big, very impressive.
Mm.
They've got a whole range of things from DVDs to mm-hmm. books that you can...
And nothing in between.
Nothing in between. It's either DVDs, books. There's photocopiers there if you want to, you know, photocopy the books.
Those things
DVDs.
Went out with the dinosaurs, didn't they?
I know, they're still using them. But so, yeah, they are really odd because you can take a photo on your phone now. I can't with my phone, but you can apparently. But the thing is, they've then got a cafe in the centre of the library where you can sit, drink, eat a flapjack, but thirdly, talk.
Ridiculous.
So you're trying to read, I don't know, Shakespeare or Find Wally, whatever you're reading and looking at.
Where's Wally?
Where's Wally? You're quite right. And you've got two people chatting about, I don't know, politics.
What
or...
do they talk about?
When they're going to pick up their children.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stuff like that. The flapjacks aren't as good as they used to be. Just well, they're general
not. They're not. I agree with that.
No, they're quite right, because they used to be more of a... I think someone makes them at home now. It's quite bright and old school. You know, I want a flapjack.
I'm trying to... Oi, you. I'm trying to read a book.
I have said that a few times. I've knocked my fist onto the wooden desk and then put my other finger up to my lips and done the shush symbol.
The shush symbol.
Yeah, the shush. Oi, shh.
What happens if you don't get any response?
They look at each other, shake their head like I'm a bit of muck at the bottom of their Doc Martens.
Oh.
You know, this left-wing type, and they just go on chatting about flapjacks and their toddlers.
Are they always left-wing?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not telepathic, but that's the vibe I get.
Are you left-wing?
I'm balancing, which is a very hard thing to do. I'm balancing on the political fence. With my hands
centrist.
Out. I'm a centrist all the way. You know, left or right, I've got hands around both of them and I'm coming in for a group hug.
So who would you vote for, though?
I think the Tony Blair years weren't bad for
me. He's well gone.
He is gone.
They went badly for you.
Oh, they went... Did I say badly?
Yes, you did.
That's bizarre. They went well for me.
Oh, God.
Why did I say badly? That's strange, isn't it? Because he was very centrist in the sense that he looked after big business... But he's also trying to look after your average man
and
which woman.
Which were you at that time? Big business?
I've never been big business. And I guess I've always been the average... I've been an average
you're
man
not average.
With big business aspirations.
You're far... I don't mean this mean.
No, that's
but
fine.
But you're definitely below average.
Best friend, best critic.
Yes, exactly. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
I want a reality pill.
I mean that as a kind of compliment, you know.
Because the average can be a bit
born in Portsmouth, was it?
Born in Portslade,
down the road from there. And you grew up, presumably.
Yes.
And when did you start to think acting? That's it. That's what I should do. Was it 39 or was it back then as a kid?
Oh, no. It was back way before puberty.
Oh, really?
It was basically the anniversary or the advent, I don't know how you say it, or the video recorder.
When was puberty, by the way? Just to
puberty would have been just whilst I was revising for my GCSEs.
Oh, really?
When hair began to sprout and things began to drop.
What's
and
15?
Maybe, is it 15 your GCSEs? I would say very, very, very late 14. So quite...
Very late 14. That must have been tough.
Is that the years?
That must have been tough.
What is puberty for the average man in Britain?
It's sort of 12 it starts, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I couldn't have been 14 because I think I was... I remember looking around. I don't mean this in a right-wing negative way, but boys of a more Mediterranean disposition, they would sprout and grow at far faster rates than myself.
Because they're born completely covered in fur, some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, completely.
Which is fine.
I'm more pleased.
But
definitely.
You know,
well done to them.
But it does make one like you feel incredibly inadequate.
Inadequate's the word. That was what was the end of my
tongue. Is that how you felt?
Very inadequate. I had nothing. You know, it's not like they can share what they've got. They can't. It's just
would
been
they
given
point
to them.
At you and say, there's nothing there. What's going on?
Yes, they would do, and I'd basically just do a sprint lap around the showers and then just get my towel on and just sort myself out.
You would just start running around.
I would run around, which isn't good because that creates BO, which you've tried to get rid of in the shower. So it's...
What, all of them laughing?
Yes. Ugh. In a sort of demonic manner. Just because they've
it's
got slightly
good.
Larger genitals than me. They think they're better.
It's hot, and they're not. It doesn't make them any better.
I mean, I've looked a few of them up. I don't stalk people. Mm. I do it on the internet.
Were
so
they all
count.
Mediterranean?
They were all sort of Italian.
Were you
Mediterranean.
In a Mediterranean school?
Not at all. I was in Portslade, then later in Portsmouth. So it was never. It was Hampshire and Sussex. So it wasn't. So it's. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't be here. By all means, I'm opening the gate myself and helping you in. But you don't have to later point between my legs and smile and giggle.
No.
I don't need that.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. I'm getting a bit on my
No, it's
now.
Good.
Sorry.
That's why you're here.
But
okay, to try and fix
back,
you.
I've forgotten about the showers. And
yes,
back the
I know.
Mirror.
I know. That went, oh, God. All right. It's all right. Do you need a hug?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Well, as soon as outside, I'll make sure she gives you one on the way out.
I guess a hug's a hug.
I'm not
going to
touch.
No, that's fair. No, absolutely fair enough.
So,
the ski suit was a bad mistake.
David, school was tough in many
ways. Yes, yeah.
Puberty came late. You were surrounded by what sounds like Italian men, which is bizarre. But you knew that... there was a little colonel somewhere inside. I don't mean little colonel like Colonel Sanders or anything.
No.
I mean like a colonel as in a K. K-E, kernel of like a nut.
Oh, right, yes.
I don't mean there was a little kernel inside you.
No, not.
But I'd love to see that.
Person. Yeah,
I'd love to see that animated. If anyone wants to animate that and send it to me somehow, please do. I'd love to see David Edwards with a tiny kernel inside him. Military kernel. But no, kernel as in the peanut truth.
Oh, right.
A kernel inside you that wanted to act.
Oh, definitely.
Am I right?
No, definitely.
And that's
definitely
coming off you in waves. They knew you had this. I don't know if it's a gift. I don't know if it's a talent. Or is it just a need, an urge? What is it?
I think it was like my own version of Prozac. When I woke up in the morning feeling quite low, or I was verbally abused in the showers, I think you wait until you go to the local Odeon in 15, 20 years' time. My face will be on the silver screen. And I'll be laughing at you, you know.
You'll be laughing at them through the screen.
Yeah, I'll probably be laughing at
Maybe if you were in a scene where you had to laugh, that would work.
Yes,
it
would
but
do.
But I mean, if you just laugh through a whole film.
Yeah, that'd be a bit too experimental.
I mean, again, I know you're new to this. Well, you're not new to it. You've been sort of thinking about it for...
I've been doing a lot of
35
research.
35 years. But,
yeah.
You know, I know you're new to actually doing it. And... you can't just laugh through every part.
No, you need a story, a plot.
Or just other emotions.
Yes.
Probably. But there you are. You've got this kernel. So it was revenge, really, acting for you.
Yes, it was revenge in a way. They will respect me then, you know.
They'll see what I'm good for.
Absolutely. They'll see, you know, cardboard cutouts of me, billboards of my face on the front.
Cock or no cock, I'm going to be a star.
Absolutely. Who needs puberty when you've got Hollywood's?
Wow.
Sorry, I spat then. I apologise.
It's all right. It's all right. It's still hanging off my chin, but it's
sorry,
all right.
Sorry.
It's, no, I can get rid of it.
Sorry.
Ugh. So, you knew you were going to be an actor. This hasn't transpired yet.
No.
What came in between? What stopped?
I don't really...
You did your GCSEs?
I did my GCSEs.
Did you do drama? A-level?
I started my A-levels, but I didn't do drama because my GCSEs weren't high enough to do drama A-level. I got a
Anyone
D.
Anyone can do drama.
Well,
the thicker you are, the better. I mean, I've already stated that.
I don't know what happened. I mean, in my head, it's magic. And then when it...
Do you remember the teacher you had? Mrs...
No, Mr. Walls was his name.
God, not that old sod.
Well, he was a music and drama teacher. He'd really
monopolised
the arts.
Pick a side. You can't be both.
Absolutely,
the two things
I agree.
Cannot coexist. They're like matter and antimatter.
I totally agree. He'd
They'll
basically...
They'll explode.
Totally.
They kids don't know where they're at. Am I?
I agree.
You know, am I playing Othello or am I playing the bassoon?
Totally.
I don't know
like
which
that.
One is it, Mr. Wall. Wall?
What a wall? As in a wall that
wall.
Makes a house, keeps a roof up. Wall.
Well, not
or
a very
walls. More than one.
He was two walls.
Yeah, or
two walls.
Just plural.
Let me say this: two walls will not keep up a roof. All right.
Quite right.
In the same way, Mr. Walls will not make your career that you dreamt of, that you desperately needed.
It really is who you come across, isn't it?
It really
if
makes
I'd
a
come
difference.
Across, like, I don't know, an Alec
If
Guinness.
I hadn't met John Smelsey, I'd still be living with old Harold Bagg, you know, my first husband, making sandwiches all day. And that was...
And Smelsey just gave you that injection
Smelsey
of inspiration.
Smelsey believed in me. And he gave me an injection, actually, which he said would make me act. He was quite mad, bless him.
Goodness
And I
me.
Believed it for... He believed that he had got acting down... to a science, you know, which obviously we know it's not a science. It's about fire. It's about soul. It's not about this stuff around us. It's about the stuff that one cannot touch and yet is intrinsically part of our every atom. All right, Sue, we're coming.
On our way.
But what he did believe was that acting could be, and he would boil it down like a warlock or an alchemist into
wow.
this chemical that he believed was the essence of acting.
God, I'd happily buy that.
And then inject you with it. Oh, it didn't work. I mean, I was hospitalised for weeks. I don't know what he fucking put in it.
Bloody hell. What, you just couldn't move? You couldn't...
I couldn't... Well, it was... I mean, I think maybe he overdid it because I couldn't stop reciting the sonnets.
Oh, good grief.
I could not stop. It was horrific, you know, and it burnt my tongue.
Oh, it sounds absolutely...
It was like that Jack winking theater. Winking in the diving thing, you know, but with a tongue. You know, over and over and over again.
And you had to wait until it weared off.
Eventually it wore off. And John Smells came into my room and I thought he was going to go, Hannah, I'm so sorry. What was I thinking? But I mean, but you know what he did? He looked at me, and I'll always love him for this. He looked at me and he went, now you can act. Now get out there and give me a second half. And the next day he put me in his in a panto, you know, and it was, I mean, it was dreary because I was could barely stand, but he believed, he had faith.
I don't think I've ever had that. I've never had a smellsy.
You've never had it. You've never had a smellsy. Never a mentor, never any kind of, is there anyone? No one has had faith in you.
I don't think so. No, I mean, I just don't think I've met the right people. I mean, you talk about fire, I feel that. I'm not like a flamethrower. I need to have a direction. I've never been given that.
Mm.
So instead, I'm more just a house on fire, just sitting, standing
just
there,
burning.
Afraid. I'm just burning away.
Or just almost like, you know, when you've got like a little bonfire and it's gone down to a real sizzle and then some prick throws some plastic on it.
Yes.
You're like that.
I'm literally like that.
It's toxic.
Yeah, it is toxic. I'm
because
polluting the area.
You're polluting the area around you and it's obnoxious.
There's just
it's
no
making me feel
it.
Sick. So you need to start putting some proper wood on that fire.
It just worries me that the time's out now. 41.
I don't. No, God no. God no. Laurence Olivier didn't start acting till he was 96.
This is true. The only
and that was
I've
when
seen.
He was playing Hamlet, you know, which is a character who's meant to be under 20.
But still pulled it off.
He pulled it. He didn't just pull it off. It was one of the best things that anyone has ever seen ever. Ever.
I just feel with acting.
I never
saw
it, but I imagine it was great.
Well, a lot of people say it was great. I've heard of it, sort of
yeah,
in the
exactly.
you know, as one of those kind
exactly.
of like all-time favourites.
And he managed to stretch out a 40-year career after that.
God.
You know, so it's never too late.
He wasn't thinking about maths, was he? For God's sake!
Oh, God, he didn't have time. He didn't have time, and he just spent 95 years, like you. When do I start? How do I get into this? How do I meet the right person? You know, and then got to 96, something clicked. And then he had a lovely 40-year career after that. So what... So we need you to get you a mentor.
Absolutely. I've just never had one. Only from talking to you now do I realise that I've been mentorless since day one.
So what acting have you done?
The acting I have done is... Do you know when I have really lit up is when I've done role play for like training sessions with the job centre, you know, things like that where they've like
right.
trained you, you know.
So you've gone in to get some, let's be honest, free cash.
Yes.
And they've gone, which, you know, I'm all for that.
Just the odd benefit here and there.
Sure, we need it, you know, if we're
going
to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Which is what acting is, it's making... something out of literally nothing.
Which is you know, quite
is
amazing,
possible.
Isn't it? There's no other industry that does that.
No, God, no. But you're there trying to get a job. They're making you get a job. I mean, I presumably you'd rather just have the money.
Absolutely, so I can focus on my passion, which is acting.
So they go, okay, so they go, right, you've come for a job at, you know, the publishing house.
Yes.
Of Kenton and Brawl.
Yeah, definitely.
What skills do you think you have that you could use here?
Well, one thing they always tell you about during these role plays is what do you think your transferable skills are, Dave?
What do you think your transferable skills are?
So you think of other jobs you've done.
Using, you know, you're a good tennis player.
Yes.
But you could also use that skill to, you know, hook a man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
if
exactly
you
it.
To, you know, security,
totally, yes.
for example. Right, okay.
Totally.
And how, what do you do? How do you come alive? How do you act? Do you mean you pretend to be someone else or you pretend to be someone with skills?
I'm not good at pretending to be other people. I've worked that out in the bits of acting I've done. So I'm not very good at accents or other people's personalities. I'm best just being me. But I think I'm very... For instance, I tell you one thing where I have
don't
come
get
a
too
lot.
Loud.
Sorry.
Sue's next door. She's...
Keep it down. Keep it
you don't want to wake that beast, not now.
No, I certainly don't want to be waking up that... I was going to
be
call
very
a
careful
creature.
With your words.
Yeah, sorry, person.
Right.
Person, individual.
I can call her what I like because we're best friends, but
yes.
I will not have anyone else.
An individual with feelings. I don't want to wake up that individual with feelings.
Mm.
fire drills. Once when I was working at ASDA, I was in charge of a fire drill.
Sorry, what are you talking about? I've completely forgotten.
Sorry, about opportunities to act and perform and...
Fire drills?
Yes. And during...
So are you telling me you've never actually acted, you've just done role plays at job centres and then fire drills at ASDA?
Yes,
I mean, it's all, I'm not saying it's nothing, but it wouldn't look great on a CV.
It's only now when I stop and I actually reverse and look back, and I think maybe that's the case at the moment, but I'm definitely hoping to enter into new ground as soon as possible.
Right, well, there's theatre schools.
Yes, I definitely...
They're very expensive.
How much are they, about?
Thousands of pounds.
Could I get a grant from the government?
No, not you. They say, no way.
No.
Imagine it.
There's a lot of 41-year-olds on the screen, isn't there? So it's not like it's, you know...
Oh, but they're all actually only 22.
I didn't realise that.
Oh, that's, God, yes. Yes, yes. They age as you acting.
Right.
It's like Narnia, but the other way round, you know. So...
Yeah, this is all news to me,
20
really.
Seconds on the theatre is like, you come out and it's as if 4 years have passed.
So it's like Inception, that one as well, like different time veins.
Yes, I don't know what that is, but yes.
That's one about dream worlds. People dream.
Oh, it is a dream. And it's a dream come true for some.
Right.
But it can very quickly become a nightmare.
Gosh.
Because say you've done say you've done Hamlet, for example.
Yes.
You're in there 3 hours. The play is over 3 hours if you do the shit version. It's
you
5 hours.
You learn lines that are 3 hours
long. God, yes. Well, there's there's not one line that's 3 hours. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah.
That... You could do, if you do that play, you're going to come out 10 years older.
You've really got to think which play you're going to do, because it's 10 years.
You've really
got
to pick the right play.
Of your life.
So be careful. Be very careful, because when you're gazing into that abyss, it gazes back and it steals your time.
I think I'd want to do a musical then.
Oh, a musical, your musical, you only lose about 6 months, you know, because it's just fun, it's silly, you know.
Well, I prefer to do several musicals than just one Shakespeare.
One Shakespeare at the end when you're facing the end anyway.
Well, that makes sense.
So the point, that's why I talk about your age, you know, and I'm not being mean.
No, we need to
say you're 41.
It.
Say you do a Shakespeare, a couple of musicals, and then Holby, you're going to come out of that and you're going to be 72.
Even though it might have taken me a few years to do it in human time, in theatre
time. Yes, but
time,
in theatre, in your body.
It's like cats, isn't it? They only live in like 12
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Once you start acting, you're looking at about 3 years, probably, if you're lucky.
Well, I'd still be happy to sign up for it. I'm
and
still
by
very
that point,
passionate.
You're
going to
be about 90. Still in for it?
I still hold the passion, even though it's almost like putting a gun into my mouth and pulling the trigger.
It's
because,
Russian,
you know,
roulette. I mean, it's not always going to happen, you know, but it can happen. You don't know what play's going to do what to you. Again, like Narnia, you know?
But
it doesn't obey the rules of physics, because we're not... Actors aren't operating with the rules of Newton and Einstein and so on. We're operating with the rules of Chekhov.
Which is a massive relief, because I don't understand maths or science.
Well, exactly.
Stephen Hawking or just prices and Tesco's.
What we're saying is, you've got no great intelligence.
No.
No real knowledge.
No.
No particular skills.
No.
So acting
at the
is, you are ripe to be a good actor.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that. Very kind.
Because really it is just walking about and looking pretty and shouting. And you can do at least one of those things.
I'm not good at multitasking, so give me
you're
one of them.
You're not the prettiest. And
no,
I mean that in the best way.
It's good,
I mean, to
be
honest,
now.
I can't see most of you because of the balaclava.
Yeah, this is true.
But what I can see,
eyes.
I know, and what I can see is really quite hideous. It's like that character in Game of Thrones, you know. It's, we don't want to know what's under that helmet, if you know what I mean.
Maybe
because
the
scar,
character...
it's quite disgusting.
Yeah, it's
you
not ideal.
You can't walk about much, as we saw from the stairs.
No. But I can shout, maybe, with the right practice.
God, you can shout. As we've shown in the library.
Yes.
If you get angry, if you get pushed,
yes,
you will shout.
Absolutely.
And if we have to wheel you on in a complete set of bandages that cover your entire body, right, but you can shout, you're going to get encores aplenty. How do you feel now?
I feel very energised, like a Duracell.
Right,
bunny.
You
I feel
ready
really
to get out
like,
there?
I've had 10 Red Bulls, not half a can of one. I feel
fantastic.
Really...
Right, well, Dave, I think we've come... I mean, I'd love to talk more about your life.
I'm more than happy to
continue. I'm getting the sense that not really anything else has happened. Is that...
Yeah, it's kind of been, there was Asda and there's the Job Centre, and
yeah,
I watched a lot of films, so I've got a lot of those in my head that I'd like to recreate.
Okay.
But I think meeting you has almost been the landmark from the showers to you.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, this is like the next chapter. I think two big events.
I think you were born, you had the horrible incident with the Italian men in the shower.
Yes, awful, yeah.
And then you met me.
Start of a new chapter. Thank you for that.
That's all right, darling. That's why I'm here. Do you feel better?
I feel refreshed and ready to just go out into society and do something.
Thank you. Make sure, just give the check to Sue Clinch on the way out.
Oh, it's already signed. I'm just ready to hand it over.
All right. And remember, it is by the hour. So
we
just went over or just under. So we'll say that's just over.
Worth every bloody penny.
All right, my darling. Thank you. Lovely to have you. No, wonderful you. Dave Edwards there.
Thank you.
Well, there we go. The wonderful David Edwards. What a great chat that was. He's so funny, really is. And if you want to hear some more of him, listen to Gittins and Friends, as I say. It's on Acast and probably wherever people get pods. I've got to be honest, I've done quite a few of these podcasts now. I still don't understand what it is. I don't get it. Is it radio? Is this? I don't know. I mean, I just speak into this thing because someone put it there. Lovely Phil Gerrard, who is doing well. Some of you will be very pleased to hear. He put this mic in front of my face and said, talk, you know, and I mean, that's red rag to a bull, isn't it? Let's be honest. So I don't know what's happening. I just upload it and fingers crossed. And some of you seem to be hearing it. Had a quick look. Should we have a quick look and see who there is? Just a little shout out. I love shouting out to people. Oh, God, I haven't replied. I've just realised I haven't replied to Hattie Heath, who I read out her little thing before, which was lovely, because if you can hear some noises, it's because I'm trying to look on the computer, because she made a sort of an action figure of Anna Mann. It's incredible. It really is. It's incredible. And, you know, I won't lie, ever so slightly terrifying, but wonderful. I need to reply to her. I must. Yes, it's, I can't quite, you know, when someone does something, you go, I can't believe you've done that for me. It was genuinely, in a humble way, you know, really quite lovely. So if anyone else wants to make sure more action figures, please do. And yes, very exciting. So I will see if I can do a link to that. I don't know if she sells them or what. I don't know. I know I'm always looking for money, all right? Forgive me, but, you know, I need cash fast. I mean, things have got a bit better, I won't lie. But now, someone has said, so funny, so visceral, so real. I'm obsessed with Anna Mann. That's Claudia Zen 123. Good name. And Node 71, which I think is their Christian name, has said, seen Anna live a number of times, was lucky enough to be dragged up on stage and mildly insulted by the great lady. I don't think so, darling. I never insult anyone. But clearly there's a paranoia going on there, and I hope you're all right. If you get a chance to see her Lady Macbeth, don't. Oh, don't hesitate. Sorry, I missed the punctuation. The podcast is another triumph in her glittering career. Love you, Anna. Well, I love you, Node 71. I really do. I don't know you. You could be anyone. You could be a real monster. But for that, I'm definitely, at the very least, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, whatever happens. Anyway, let's see what happens next. So if you want to get more, don't forget to look at my Instagram, Anna Mann Actress, Colin Holt Comedy, who's very much the Richard Ryder to my Nova. That's a niche. Colin Holt on Twitter, Anna Mann Actress on Twitter, which I won't lie, I haven't accessed for about 2 years, but I must at some point. Facebook page, Colin Holt, will be changed to Anna Mann soon. Soon I'll be doing my Patreon. Don't you worry about that. T-shirts on tpublic.com. Which I'll be doing that better soon. Oh, the other thing I really want to ask. I have a show called A Sketch Show for Depressives, which I know some of you have seen. You can access it via a thing called Next Up, which is really wonderful. So please do, if you can. It's a sort of online comedy, Edinburgh comedy shows. You can watch as many as you want, like Netflix, but with sort of things filmed in basements, which doesn't sound great when I say it like that, but honestly, you can get some real fucking gems on there, including mine. It's a thing you can access. And I think if you quote me, I can't remember why, but I get £5, so do that if you can be asked. But either way, I am going to, and I've got their permission, I'm going to make some USB sticks, which will contain the show, because there was a DVD, but I think the company went bust, which is nothing to do with me, but a very bad omen. Anyway, I'm going to make some of these USBs, fuck it, and I'm going to flog them at you. So I would like anyone who can be bothered, I'll do some sort of poll at some point, but please do let me know if you want one, so that I can get some idea of how many I should order. It's a really wonderful show, and it's the only show you can see. I was thinking I would sell them for about $8.99. I hope that's all right with you. So let me know. But don't all get in touch and say, oh, actually, I think it'd be better if you did it for 89 pence, you know, because that would be, there's got to be some profit in it for me. It's not just, I do a lot of things for kindness, but, you know, there's got to be some profit. Now, that said, I normally put a little kind thing at the end. I have been doing that recently. I love doing that. Who can I be kind to? Oh, yes, my darling friend, David McNeil, who you may know from a little show called Zimbani, which my other half, Richard Ryder, was in. He got married to the lovely Holly. It was a full-on affair. It really was. A lot of jokes were said, tears were shed, things were spilt. Things were, you know, things came out of things at people. I don't need to be too graphic, but let's just say we all had a wonderful time. So God bless you both, or the universe bless you. I believe in the universe, I've decided. I mean, I know I've always sort of believed in a universe. I don't think that's anyone hoodwinking us by saying there's a universe, but, you know, I believe the universe gives back sometimes, and what lovely people, so give back to them. One last thing. If you Google, you could stop Googling. I know most of you Google and go on a thing called Ecosia. We're all very terrified about the planet and what's happening, yes. But some of you are giving up. I've heard this. There's a lot of despair, but we do not despair unless we're Sue Clinch. And then, bless your darling, but you might as well despair. Because anyway, the point is, instead of going on Google, and I hope Google isn't listening to this and is now going to chase me down, there's a thing called Ecosia. Ecosia. Put it on your phone or whatever as an app, and you can basically Google from Ecosia, and every few searches you do, they plant a tree, which really is quite important, because I've heard in another report, I was just about to give up and just let the world burn, but I heard in another report that if they can plant a trillion trees, we can apparently save the world from climate crisis. God, it's all gone very heavy, hasn't it? Anyway, oh God, Sue Clinch is at the door. All right, better end it there. Love you, darlings. See you soon. Bye.
This has been a Sue Clinch production. Vranaman, can anyone unstick fingers? I've done it again. Oh, God, I can't remember how I got it off last time. If there's a doctor, could you... I'll just get in touch.